Hangout with Heather is proudly brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall and Big Blue Clothing, South Africa. Good morning and welcome to Hangout with Heather with me, Heather Hook. It has been an absolutely rollercoaster ride of a week since I last spoke to you. Obviously, the highlight for me, SA Fashion Week, which I attended last week Thursday at Hyde Park Corner. I was lucky enough to join the show of Sun Goddess and JJ Skuman, both of them up-and-coming designers in South Africa. And what a treat it was, my very first Fashion Week. I was completely blown away. Sun Goddess was absolutely amazing. Bold, statement-making pieces, headdresses, florals, stripes, very, very out there outfits, gorgeous, flowing, work with any figure. I really enjoyed the range. And then, of course, second up was JJ Skuman, who did a very different theme, clean, elegant, crisp lines. All his models wore white. All the outfits were white. Shoes from Europa Art were white as well. And the models had candy floss pink hair, which was quite a statement-making piece. Definitely some outfits there that I would wear, pants and tops, dresses. I really, really enjoyed the range. Clean and crisp for summer, so definitely a couple of pieces that I will be adding to my wardrobe. I was very lucky to be wearing Big Blue clothing for the fashion show. They gave me a skyline skirt, which was a beautiful burgundy skirt, short in the front, long in the back, with a beautiful sort of skyline done in gold and silver on it, really statement making, paired with black pumps and obviously a black top, and some key jewelry pieces, an Aztec-inspired necklace made out of wood, and a really beautiful wooden ring as well. It was an absolutely amazing outfit, and I really, really enjoyed wearing them. What an absolute treat. So that was SA Fashion Week, which I highly enjoyed. And then I am now off to Mozambique. So in 2 days' time, I'm heading off to Mozambique for a well-deserved holiday and some R&R. And I've got a couple of travel tips for beach holidays, as well as new requirements that are required if you are traveling to Mozambique by car. So what's very interesting with traveling by car is obviously getting through the border, which is obviously your first stress. Make sure you've obviously got all your car papers, your third-party insurance. You need a ZA sticker on the back of your car. I know this has been standard for a little while. Went and got one the other day from the AA, Automobile Association, but they also do very cool metallic ones, or not metallic, magnetic. So you can stick it on the back of your car and then you can take it off when you come back, so you don't have to drive around with a ZA sticker on for the rest of your life. You're also required to have a fire extinguisher in the car. This is a new requirement. It came in last year. You need to have the fire extinguisher, and if you get pulled over, you have to be able to show that you have it with you. And then obviously a triangle in case of a breakdown, and reflective vests. Don't ask me why, but you need a reflective vest and a triangle. So those are some requirements needed if you're traveling by car. And then obviously my top travel tips, I always try and travel light. Luckily in Mozambique you can. It's so warm. All you need is a couple of bikinis, some sarongs and some dresses for the evening, and a couple of pairs of sandals. So really looking forward to a light traveling holiday. Don't forget your sunscreen. If you've got skin like me, loads of freckles, very fair. Sunscreen and a big hat is obviously something that is a necessity to pack. Because I pack so light, I always take a little tub of washing powder with me. It's easy to just hand wash a couple of items in the bath, hang them out somewhere in the sun, and they dry quicker than clothing in the middle of December in Johannesburg, which is in about 10 minutes. So that'll save you having to pack tons of outfits. Some quick tips that I picked up also are to take a cold face cloth to the beach with you. So what you can do is just dampen a face cloth or two, pop them in a Ziploc bag and put them in the cooler when you go down to the beach, and then you've got nice cold cloths to wipe your face, wipe your hands, get sand off, anything else that you would need to do with them. And then a trick that somebody told me, and I'm going to try this time because I've never done it before, is to lightly powder your feet before you get out of the car at the beach. So just take some talcum powder with you, rub it on your feet, and this helps the sand come off a lot more easily once you've walked on the beach. So I'm definitely going to be trying that one. And then obviously remember to take your fresh foods with you. I like to eat a lot of salad, so I'll be taking lettuce, tomatoes, cucumber, all that kind of stuff in the cooler box. Meat and seafood are easily purchased there. And there are markets where you can buy fresh items. But obviously remember, Mozambican foods are very different to ours. And if you enjoy fresh salads, etc., I highly recommend packing a cooler and just making sure that you have those items with you. You don't necessarily need to take them from Johannesburg. There is a ShopRite at the Komati Poort border or just before where you can stock up. So obviously just have your ice blocks and your cooler bag ready. Pack those in and then you can take that across with you. And I am really looking forward to my holiday and also some amazing R&Rs. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's rum and raspberry. It's very widely drunk in Mozambique. Local brewed rum, Tipo Tinto is my favorite, and mixed with sparberry. Sweet, very sweet, but absolutely, absolutely delicious. I'm looking forward to those. And of course, your Mozzie spray. So take a couple of cans of Tabard spray, cover yourself before the sun goes down. If you're anything like me, the mosquitoes love me and I get absolutely chowed to pieces. So Tabard spray, Tabard candles. And then I also bought at the outdoor warehouse, I actually bought an amazing little gadget. It's a mosquito repellent band that you can put on your wrist or on your ankle. And it helps to also just keep the mosquitoes away from you. It's got camphor and a couple of other things in. And they're about 40 rand. So those are available at Outdoor Warehouse. So I've got a couple of those packed as well. Not exactly the sexiest item, but also being covered in lumps and bumps and scratches is not the most attractive thing either. So I highly recommend those. Now, for those of you who know me, you may know that I'm an absolute fan of the Sorbet Group. Sorbet Fourways Mall in particular is my local branch. And Sorbet Fourways is offering you an absolutely fantastic promotion, courtesy of myself and Niche Radio. If you book a mani or pedi with them, we will offer you a 20% discount. All you have to do is call them on 011-465-7399 and say that you heard it on Niche Radio. You can also look them up on Twitter. They are at Sorbet_Fourways. And this is the branch that's actually based in Fourways Mall itself. So give them a call, 011-465-7399, and say you heard about the Manny and Petty special on Niche Radio. And that's something absolutely amazing for you guys. My treat to you. Another great discovery, or let me not say discovery because I have actually been there before, but something that I'd like to share with you, an absolutely amazing restaurant that I tried out this week. It's called Fantastico, and they are based in the Kingfisher Shopping Center in Kingfisher Road in Fourways, so very close to Monte Cassino. Tiny, tiny little restaurant tucked away in the corner. If you didn't know it was there, you probably wouldn't ever discover it. And it is a family-run Italian restaurant. Amazing decor. The menus are on chalkboards. They've got a good wine list and very, very attentive owners who come to your table regularly and check on you. They do homemade pizzas and pastas, and it's just absolutely an amazing little restaurant tucked away in the middle of nowhere. And we had a really, really great meal there on the weekend, and I would highly recommend it to anywhere or anybody looking for somewhere different to go and something new to try. So that's Fantastico in the Kingfisher Shopping Center. And then something else I'd like to bring to your attention, if you're not already aware of it, there is a great Facebook group called I Know a Guy. And literally, you join the group, and there's probably about 15,000 members, and you can post what you're looking for and your requirements. So, for example, if you're looking for a carpenter or a website designer, or in my case, I look, because I have an events management company, I'm often looking for weird and wonderful things like bean bags, branded T-shirts, all sorts of weird and wonderful things. Literally just post it in there and people respond on your post saying, you know, I know someone who does this, or, you know, I can recommend so-and-so. And it's a great way to find services and suppliers that you need without having to take the chance. I mean, especially if you've got big clients and you have a lot riding on a job, to take a chance on someone that you've never used before, or, you know, to purchase something and then, you know, be let down afterwards. So I Know a Guy, absolutely fantastic for that. They also have an I Know a Guy Cape Town. So if you're based in Cape Town, you can also post on there what you're looking for. And then they have a subsidiary, I Know a Guy, called I Know a Place, which is absolutely great. So if you're looking for somewhere to stay, you're wanting to rent out your apartment, something along those lines, you just post in there, and obviously the same theory applies. I actually found the place where I'm staying now, on I Know a Guy, and it was absolutely great because I didn't have to pay agency fees. I wasn't pressurized because tons of people were viewing the place. It was all private and handled very, very professionally, etc. So that's I Know a Guy. For those of you who haven't heard of it, look them up. And then lastly from me, some winter fashion tips. Obviously, following on SA Fashion Week, where we obviously saw spring, summer 2016, but obviously not everybody's working 6 months in advance. So what's cool, what's happening this winter? So crop tops have made a very weird comeback. I can't actually say I'm a fan. I don't have the flattest stomach in the world. But crop tops are making a big comeback, as well as zip-up mini skirts. So with a zip running up the front, very, very cool, paired with a crop top. And sneakers, skirts and sneakers seem to be very big this winter. So either the zip-up mini skirt with a flat pair of sneakers, or alternatively, a long sort of looser shirt dress with leggings and sneakers seem to be a great trend this winter. Red lips are also in, and why not? It's winter, it's cold. Let's liven up the day with a beautiful pair of red lips. I'm definitely going to be doing that this winter. I'm a huge fan of red lips. And then I also noticed a great trend towards forest greens, peacock blues, and also very earthy palettes. So think safari boots, safari pants, just kind of sort of like earthy tones, browns, neutrals, dark reds, that kind of thing. And then obviously African prints are huge. I mean, they have been for the last little while. But anything from an African print jumpsuit to blouses, ponchos are also making quite a comeback. So, you know, those are sort of the trends that I've noticed for winter, along with flats like riding boots, also paired with leggings. Definitely something that you could look into for the winter months ahead. So that's it from me for this week. I am going to go and pack for my holiday to Mozambique lightly and remember all my safety requirements. I'm sure the reflective vests will come into play at some point, even if it's just for fun one evening. It's definitely it's definitely going to be an interesting trip. I'm really looking forward, and I will update you guys on that when I'm back. And thank you so much for spending time with me here on Niche Radio. Absolute pleasure to be here, and I look forward to chatting to you again soon. Have a wonderful day. Lots of love.